Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Yeah, this is a good morning, isn't it? There we go. Amen. Don't forget the balcony up there. Praise the Lord. Get the flowers to the mothers up there in the balcony as well. Wow. I'm really grateful for my mother. How about you guys? Amen?
Amen.
You know, so precious. My mother... she was such a faithful prayer warrior, especially when I was out in the world living a life of rebellion and a life of sin. My mother would spend so much time, so many countless hours praying for her son. And I know that I wouldn't be standing here before you this morning if it wasn't for my mother. Well, in more ways than one. But I know that I would not be in the position that I'm in as a minister of the gospel without the influence of my mother, who never gave up, who never said, "Oh, he's out there in the world doing his own thing." No, she never gave up on her son, and I'm so grateful for that. And I know that I'm here today as a testament to my mother's prayers. I really appreciate that. And grandmothers, amen. That's right. That's right. Can't forget the grandmothers as well. Fortunately, both of my grandmothers are still alive today. Are you glad to be in the house of the Lord this morning?
Amen.
Amen. How about in the balcony? You guys glad to be in the house of the Lord this morning? Amen. Yeah, good stuff. I'm glad to see all of your faces here. It's a privilege to be standing before you. As I was listening to the prayer request this morning, my heart burned within me as I heard of the trials and the losses and the things that are going on in our lives today. And it just made me think of how grateful I will be when Jesus comes. Amen?
Amen.
We don't got to worry about the things of this world anymore, the struggles, the trials, the hard times, the losses that we sustain here will be no more in heaven. And I'm very, very grateful for that. How many of you want to go to heaven? Amen?
Amen.
How many of you want to go soon? Yes? Amen. I want to go soon as well. And I believe today's message will help us to propel the soon return of our Savior Jesus Christ as we all take participation in the spreading of the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. It is Mother's Day tomorrow. This sermon is not necessarily a Mother's Day sermon, but it is something that my mother instilled within me as a witness for Jesus Christ. I want to attribute it to my mother's influence. The sermon title this morning is Go and Glow. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Dear Father in heaven, we thank you so much that you've given us the precious opportunity, Lord, to open your word this morning. Lord, there have been times when the word of God could not be opened freely, and we have the opportunity today to read from your word. I want to pray, Lord, that you give us a special anointing from the Holy Spirit today. May we hear not the words of a man, the words of a person here, but may we hear the words of Jesus. And may the words of Christ, may the character of Jesus motivate us, Lord, to go forward in service for him. We thank you, Lord, and pray these things in the name of Jesus and for his sake. Amen. Amen. Go and glow. The word go has an action toward it, doesn't it? When you're going, you're not just standing still. You're on the move. You're going somewhere. I remember there's a man who wanted to serve God. And so he decided he was going to go to the state fair in Arizona. And at the state fair, he decided he was going to pass out and distribute lots of literature and lots of books to whoever went in and came out of the state fair. Well, he's passing books out, and one of the men that grabbed a book took it and began to read it as he walked toward his car. He began to read it, looked at it, read it a little bit. He stopped at the light and read it a little bit more. Stopped at the next stop sign and read it a little bit more. And he got to a certain page on the book where he decided, this is not what I want to be reading. I don't like this at all. And so he's driving down the street, and this book is not my kind of book. He takes the book and tosses it out the window. Now you might think, oh, that's a loss of a book. That's a loss of a piece of literature. The book was entitled National Sunday Law. So that same day, the man inside the house, his name was Aaron, he goes to his driveway, he picks up the book, and begins to read it. And he loves it. He's like, this is amazing. I've never seen such things about the Bible and about prophecy ever before. This is incredible things that I'm reading here. And he's reading it. He can't put it down. Just going through the book super fast. And as he gets toward the end of the book, guess what happens? He loses it. He can't find it anywhere. He looks in the car, he looks in the house, looks in the garage, he's looking at all of his room, but he cannot find it anywhere. Have any of you ever lost something before? Yeah. Isn't that frustrating? Where you just can't find where you're looking for your keys or your wallet or your license or whatever it might be. And so he just can't find this book. He's looking everywhere for it, trying to find this book. He really wants to see the conclusion of what this book has to say. Well, he couldn't find it. About a few weeks later, someone comes and knocking on his door. And the person that comes knocking on his door says, hey, my name is Nelson. I'm a student working on a scholarship. And instead of junk food, I have something more healthy. Take a look. And he puts a book in his hand, a cookbook. And the guy is looking at the cookbook, and my friend is describing the book to him, saying, oh, yeah, that's a great book, help you lose weight, and lower cholesterol, diabetes, whatever. And he's like, you know, a cucumber could have been more interested in the book than he was. At that point, he's just not interested at all. So he decided to change the strategy a little bit and gets to know him a little bit more. Oh, how would he go to church? Or how do you have a family or whatever? And the guy begins to describe, yeah, you know, church is an interesting thing. I don't really go to church anymore. I used to go to the Catholic church, but too much tradition. Used to go to a Protestant church, but it was kind of like, oh, you know, whatever. It wasn't really solid teaching, I didn't feel like. So I just kind of left all churches alone. But there is this one group of people, and you got to watch out for them, because they're serious. Oh, man, I forgot their name. But if you run into one of these guys, you better be on your toes, because they're pretty sharp, and they study the Word of God. They look in the Word of God, and they read that book. And what was the name of these people? It was like, it was seventh something. Seventh day, Seventh day activists. That's what it was. Seventh day activists. You gotta watch out for them, because they're in the Word of God, and they have these awesome books about prophecy, and I read one before, and I couldn't put it down, but I lost it. And so my friend says, oh, today's your lucky day. I am one of those seventh day activists. And I'm here at your door. Or Adventist, right? And so he hands in the Great Controversy, and he begins to look at the Great Controversy. Oh, this book is about prophecy and about revelation and about the end time. Yes, it is. If you like that other book, you'll love this one right here. And he begins to like clutch the book and says, I want this book right now, right here. How much is it? And he got the book that day. Amen? Amen. You know, I think that's funny, because I think that as a church, we should be more like Seventh-day activists. Amen? Actively sharing that which God has given us to share. God has given us a mission, and we need to fulfill that mission. Now let me ask you a question here. What is the purpose? What is the purpose of this church being here? What is the mission of this church, the Carson City Seventh Day Adventist Church? To share the Word of God. I heard someone say, what else? Spread the gospel? Good. Yes. Our mission is to spread the gospel. I like how Ellen White puts it in Acts of the Apostles, page 9. She says, the church is the appointed agency for the salvation of souls. It was organized for service, and its mission is to carry the gospel to the world. Amen? Amen. To carry the gospel, when we think about it in the terms of the world, it's kind of big. But think about it this way. To carry the gospel to Carson City. Amen? Because this is our part of the world right here. And if we're going to reach anyone, it ought to be those right around us. So the question could be asked, whenever you're doing an analysis of a business or an organization, you want to see if that business organization is actually fulfilling the mission for which it was established. Doing a little introspection to see if we're actually fulfilling that which God desires for us to do. Are we? That's a good question, isn't it? Oh, man. Are we fulfilling God's mission for us? Am I personally fulfilling the purpose of God in my life? You know, I think that this is very important that we grasp a hold of this, because God gave us this mission statement himself. He gave us this mission that we are to go into all the world. The Bible says, go therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the
Holy Spirit,
teaching them to observe all things which I've commanded you, and lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world. I think I read that differently in the King James Version. I can't see it there quite clearly. Anyway, you understand the point. Amen? Yeah. We're to spread the gospel with those that are in contact with us. Now, is that limited to any age range?
No.
Any gender?
No.
I remember I was sharing with the young people at the school here a few weeks ago. Maybe some of them remember. We had a theme verse. Anyone know what the verse was? They were there? One of them, the one that was in Timothy? You guys remember? Let no man what? That's right. Let no man despise your youth, will be thou an example of the believers in word and conversation, in truth and in purity. So we see that God has a mission for all people, young and old, to go into the world and spread this glorious gospel with all that we have to come in contact with. The Bible says, you are a light of the world, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in... Now, these are very familiar verses, right? We all know these verses. Be a light to the world, go to all the world and spread the gospel. But the question oftentimes is, how can we do it? What is the best way for us to share? What is the best avenue wherewith we can share the gospel with other people? Well, first of all, we need to receive the gospel ourselves, amen? On a daily basis. The Bible says that we should show forth the praises of him that has brought us out of darkness into marvelous lights. So if we have not been pulled out of darkness into marvelous light, will it be possible for us to pull others out of darkness into marvelous light? We need first ourselves to come to the Lord every day and say, Lord, I need a word from you. I need you to bring me from darkness into... You know, the Lord's really been convicting me lately. Wesley White, this person right here, he's been saying, Wesley, you oftentimes get comfortable in your religious experience. And you feel as though you're okay. Like you're all right. Like you have it together. Like you go and preach here and there and you give Bible studies and things like that. And that's great. And you're doing a good job. No, and the Lord's like, Wesley, that's not really what I want. Yes, I do want you to be out there sharing. Yes, I do want you to be out there witnessing and being a Christian in your deeds. But more than that, I want all of your, guess what? All of your heart. In Sabbath school, we're talking about that this morning. About how it's more about the heart than the outward show of religion. And God is saying to me, Wesley, I want your heart. Where is your heart? Are you spending heart-to-heart time with me each and every day? Communicating with me and God communicating with you. Is that taking place every day where our hearts are connecting with the heart of Jesus? And I notice in my own life how hard it is sometimes to peel myself away from the things of this world and to really spend heart-to-heart time with Jesus. We need that first. We need heart-to-heart time with Jesus. We need to come out of the darkness into the lights. You know, I used to think as a young person growing up in church that, you know, what's the point of church? Like, what's the point of being here? But that was because I wasn't giving myself. I wasn't investing myself into God. I wanted God to just to bless me and show me all these amazing things, but I didn't want to give anything back to God. And God showed me that once you seek, you have to seek after me in order to find me. Amen? And when you seek after me, you will find me when you search with all your heart. So once we found the Lord Jesus Christ, we then need to share. But how? What's the best way to share? Look at this here. Well, you say, I'm not ready. I can't share. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to do. I'm embarrassed. What if they ask me a question and I don't know the answer? Does anyone know all the answers? Maybe there's someone here that knows all the answers. Oh, yeah, one. Ask God. Amen. That's right. So none of us have all the answers. So should none of us ever share the gospel? No, of course not. God will teach us what to say, what to do. Let's look here. Look at this. The best help that ministers can give members of our churches is not what? Not doing what I'm doing right now, basically. It's not sermonizing, but planning what? Planning work for them. Give each one something to do for others, and let all be taught how to. So what God is saying here is that we need the best thing that a minister can do for a church or for a church member is not simply just talk. No, it is to give practical work or service work to others. Remember, the church was organized for ourselves, right? It was organized for service. So the question is, what kind of work can we do? What kind of things can we do to serve others? I'm going to share with you this morning a simple, simple way to share the gospel with other people. It's going to be simple. It's one of the ways. It's not the best way or the, you know, whatever. It's one of the most simple ways, though, to share the gospel with those you come in contact with. And that way is through these little tracts called GLOW. GLOW. Now, what does GLOW stand for?
Giving light to our world.
Giving light to our world, exactly correct. And we find these GLOW tracks have many different titles. Many different people can do it. Children can do it. Adults can share these tracks with individuals. And it's super simple, super easy, and also super effective. Look here. We have several different titles. Now you have a GLOW. Have any of you guys noticed the GLOW rack in the back of the church there? Yes, some of you grabbed some of the tracks yourselves already. Praise God. There's several different titles and different subjects. Prayer, the state of the dead, salvation, the Sabbath, the end of the world. And they're on various topics to help people see that we're living in a time when we need to give our hearts to the Lord Jesus Christ. On the back, we have contact information that goes back to the conference. And we can contact them if they want Bible studies, if they want any kind of ministry material. We can get that to them. The question is, how do we do it? What do we do with these little tracks that we have? How can we share them? Well, I'm going to share some ideas with you. Now, I'm sure you have more ideas yourself, but if this will be a good time to pull out a piece of paper and a pen, because I'm going to share a bunch of ways you can share GLOW with individuals in the community. Practical ways you can share the truth of God with other individuals. Number one, while running errands or doing errands in the grocery store, like Walmart. How many of you go to the grocery store? Right? Okay, so we can use that opportunity as a witnessing and sharing opportunity. One time, a person was kind of like, I want to witness, but I don't know how, and I'm kind of scared to do it. So what he decided to do was, he went to Walmart, did his shopping, took care of business, and then he was putting his cart back in the little area where the carts go, and he said, I'm just going to do this right here, and leave the tract inside the cart, and let God deal with it. Is that hard? How many of you can do that? Everyone, right? It's not even talking to someone, but you leave it there. Later on that day, a man came to the cart, and he saw what was inside the cart. That was trash, right? Like a little piece of paper, trash. He picks it up, and he begins to, you know, throw it. Oh, what is this? He begins to read it, and he loves what he reads inside. And so he looks on the back of it and says, wait, I gotta call this number. So he calls the number into the college office and says, hey, I found this tract in a grocery cart and I read it, I loved it, and I want to receive Bible studies. Can someone do that for me? He's like, oh, sure, no problem at all. But the guy's like, you don't understand, this is really important. I really want someone to come to my home and give me Bible studies because just last night, my little son, who's 9 years old, came home from a vacation Bible school. And he came home from vacation Bible school, and he asked myself and my wife, "Mom and Dad, we learned today about the Ten Commandments. And we learned especially about the Fourth Commandment that says, keep the Sabbath day holy. Why do we keep the Sabbath holy, Mom and Dad?" And they said, we don't know. But we're going to pray about it. So they got on their knees, and they, as a family together, prayed that night, "Lord, show us what you want us to do regarding the Sabbath." And the very next day, the father goes, gets the car, and guess what the tract information was about?
The Sabbath.
The Sabbath, amen? And they receive Bible studies, they, I believe, got baptized, and are members of the Church of God, amen?
Amen.
And that was all as a result of someone leaving a tract in a
car.
Is that simple? That's pretty easy, right? I think we all could do that. How about this? The gas station. How many of you guys get gas any time, ever? Yeah? We all have gas, right? So you leave gas, or you leave your literature right there in the little pump thing there, and people can get it when they come the next time. How about restaurants? I oftentimes go to restaurants, you know, not oftentimes, every now and then. But leaving it with your tip, as you leave the money there, leave a little blow track inside as well. And that's a great way to share. Another way you can share is in a fast food restaurant. Another time, a young lady was also very fearful to share a tract with someone in the community. So she's like, "I'm going to wait until there's no one around." Okay, there's no one here. Good. And take off running. So she went up a tract at the McDonald's table where no one was there. And later on that day, someone comes and picks it up and reads it, and he just loves what he sees inside. He calls and says, hey, I read this tract. It's awesome. I never saw this before from the Bible. It was about the state of the dead. What happens when a person dies? And he said, I'm a Baptist minister, and I've never understood this before from the Bible. It's amazing. Can I order about 1,000 more tracts for me and my church members to pass out in our community?
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. And all from a scared individual who didn't know what they were doing and didn't want anyone to see them. But God used that thing to bless a whole congregation, and even the people in that congregation blessed others with our tracks. Amen?
Amen?
Oh, man. Praise God. I love it. Bill payments. Great way to share. Not many of us send bills in the mail anymore, but my grandmother does. And so she told me, "Leslie, I send glow with every single piece of mail I send out. I always put a glow track inside, and I just that's my ministry. That's what I do all the time. And anyone that comes to my door, I give them a glow track too, because she doesn't get out very much. You know, she doesn't do a whole lot of stuff outdoors. But she says whenever people come to my door, I give them a glow track or put in my bills. Or you could do this. How many of you guys get credit card advertisements? Yeah? Right? I do. And so with that credit card advertisement comes an envelope that is already postage paid, right? And so what you can do, you just take that envelope, stuff it with glow tracks, and send it back free of charge. And you send it to, praise God. And either one of two things is going to happen. Amen. One of two things will happen. Either number one, they'll get baptized. Number two, they'll stop sending advertisements. And they're both good things. Those both are good things. So just, you know, send them in your bill payments. It's a great way to share. At your job, as a desk holder, I know a lady who had like a little rack there in her office and put the glow tracks right there. And people would ask her, "Oh yes, what is that on your desk?" And she said, "Oh, this is a glow track." And one time, actually, one of our coworkers was feeling down that day and just feeling discouraged. And she'd always seen the tracks at the desk, but she never asked her about them. But this day she was feeling just down and depressed and discouraged. And so she asked her, "Can I have one of those tracks? I'm really feeling discouraged today. And I saw that one that says, 'Does God care that I'm hurting?' And I really want to read what's inside that one, because I'm having a hard time today." And we never know when people are really hurting, do we? We can't always see. We can't always just discern it. But people need seeds of truth in their lives. Going to move on here. Large gatherings are also great places to share. I remember we had a youth group that we went out together with. And we went to this big Christmas play concert thing they were having when I was in Hawaii. And we took thousands of tracts. And we're like, we're just going to pass them out as people come out of the building. We're just going to gave him lots of tracts. And it was amazing how many tracts went into hands at that time. And we gave this special Christmas tract with a gift on it. And people received it without any objection whatsoever. And I'm going to continue on here, just for time's sake. On tables, once again, another person was scared to put a tract out or to give it to a person. They put it on a table, and a county jailer saw it and read it. He loved it and called in saying, "I want tracts for all of my inmates. Please send them 900 tracts." They sent tracts out. They loved the tracts. "We want more literature. Please send out Steps to Christ." And they sent Steps to Christ as well. And God blessed that ministry simply by someone putting a tract on a table. Easy. Simple. Anyone can do it. Alright, moving on. Let's see here. Laundromat is a great place to share as well. If you go to the laundromat, you probably don't. I do. I need to get a washer and dryer one of these days. But laundromats are a great place to share simply because people are sitting there for at least an hour. Or half an hour, at the very minimum half an hour. And they can pick it up and read it. Oftentimes you find other literature in there from other denominations. Why not leave some of our literature there as well? And share it with people. Hotel rooms, you can stick them in the Gideon Bibles if you travel at all. You know, stick the glow tracts in there. When people open it up, they'll see it. Airplanes as well are a great place to share. I want to share this story actually real quick. Well, yeah. That one right there, mall clothing stores. This idea actually I think came from a young person. They're like, "You know what I want to do? I want to take glow and I want to put it in the unbought clothes in stores. So when people buy them, they'll find little treasures in their pockets of their pants or shirts or whatever." And so they go in like kind of stealthily going into the store and like putting glow tracts in the different pockets and stuff like that. And so when someone buys it, they're like, "Oh wow, what's this? Salvation, praise God." But you never know what that could do for someone in their lives. So in the pockets of unbought clothes at the mall, that's cool. Halloween giveaways. I don't want to skip by this. I don't have airplanes on there. But I gotta share this story. If you ever travel on an airplane, a great place to share. I remember I was on an airplane going from LAX to Honolulu, and the guy I was sitting next to looked very upset. He looked angry, just mad. You know, just, I didn't really want to talk to him that much. You know, I thought he was gonna lash out at me. But I decided the Lord convicted me. Give him a tract. I gave him a tract, and he said, "Oh, thanks," and didn't say anything else. But he began to read it. And as he began to read it, he just went through the whole thing. He took out his phone. My phone's there. He took out his phone. He's like, "Oh, this is good." And he took a picture of it. And he said, "I gotta send this to my wife." And he took a picture of it and sent it to his wife. And he just loved it so much. He just like really enjoyed it. So we began talking about the track. Like, what's going on? You know, and they were having some trouble. You know, him and his wife were having some issues back and forth. And we talked for the whole plane, like 4, 5, 6 hours. I don't know how long the plane ride. I think 6 hours to Hawaii. Just talked the whole way. And on the way we got, after we got off the plane, we were exiting the airport. I said, "Hey man, let's just pray together." And we just prayed right there together. And he was just like, "Oh man, thank you so much for just taking the time to spend some time with me and to share." And people are hurting all over the place, and we just need to reach out to them and share with them. In fact, another person on the airplane, I was traveling from here to Salt Lake City, or Reno, and I talked to a lady sitting next to me, and she said, I gave her a tract, and, "Oh, yeah, I've seen this before. Actually, someone came on my door and gave me one, and we talked for like an hour, and I loved it." And she just loved the tracts, loved the information, and that just showed me that other people are sharing the tracts as well, amen? Becoming saturated. Praise God for that. But I gotta share one more story about the airplane too, because this one's powerful. So there was a man. He was on an airplane on a business trip. He was on the airplane, and there's that little holder for magazines, right? He looks at a magazine. He finds a glow tract inside the magazine. He begins to read it. It's about health. He reads the whole thing. Loves it. The best tract he's ever read on health, he says. He goes to his hotel room when he lands. And he's like, "You know, I'm not really a Christian." He's actually an atheist. "But let me go to that Gideon Bible, because there's something in that tract about the Bible, the end, like the trusting God or something like that. I want to look at the Bible." He pulled open the Bible, and guess what's inside of the Bible? The same exact tract in the Bible. And he's like, this could not be a coincidence. He reads it again. He calls the number. He's like, I got this track twice in the airport and in my hotel room. And it's the best track I've ever read about health. And you know what? I'm a producer for a nationally televised TV talk show. And we have a guest audience, and I want to order 2,000 of these for all of our guests that will be coming in for the next couple weeks, because we're having a health emphasis, and I want these tracks to go to everyone that comes. Amen?
Amen.
Praise God. And simply by somebody leaving a tract in the airplane, or the airplane and at the hotel. Powerful stuff. Halloween giveaways, cashiers at stores. Whenever someone gives me a receipt at the store, I hand them back a glow track. There's something for you to read. You'll really enjoy it. I enjoyed it myself. I encourage you, as you pass out tracts, make sure you read them first. Amen? So you know what you're giving to people. And so you can say it blessed your life as well and encourage them that way. But yeah, Taco Bell. Ooh, this one came out a little bit differently. This is the blow mindset. Number one says to choose a place in the house or in your car where you put your glow tracts. So you can remember, because one of the hardest things about passing out literature is just remembering to have it with you. And so placing it in the car or in your purse or your pockets, or placing it in the house where you can remember that you have it there. Number two is to, in your devotional time, pray for divine appointments. This helps to meet the right people at the right time with the right literature and distribution. So ask God, Lord, I really want to be able to share your word with people in the community. Please help me to know who to give it to, where to give it to, where to leave it, and help me have a divine appointment today with someone. And God will bless you with that. He'll answer that prayer. Glow really is a blessing to many people. There's a person that was in a service similar to this one and heard a story like what we were hearing. And she said, I want to pass out tracts. I want to make a difference in people's lives. So she said, Lord, I'm taking tracts with me. Help me be able to share as you want me to share. She goes out to that day. She gets on the bus. And as she gets on the bus, another guy comes and sits right next to her. Right here. And the guy is looking, you know, okay, whatever. Normal guy. And the Lord impresses her mind, please give him a tract. Give the man a tract. And she's like, no way. I'm scared. I can't do that. He might say no. He might reject me. He might not want what I have to offer. He might, I don't know, what he'll do. So 10 minutes goes by, nothing. 15 minutes goes by, 20 minutes goes by, and she's feeling this deep impression, but she's not giving it. And finally, the man's about to get up and leave, and she says, oh, okay, Lord, here. And she gives the man a tract. The man looks at the tract, he begins to cry. And he says, you know what? Right here on this bus, I was praying and asking God, if he did not want me to commit suicide, he would show me that he cares about me. And the very tract that she handed to him was entitled, Does God Care That I'm Hurting? He said, you know what? I never imagined God would answer my prayer in such an amazing way. I got onto this bus as a sad, darkened individual, but I'm leaving this bus with the light of the knowledge that God cares about me individually. Amen?
Amen.
We never know people that are in need, people that are needing to understand more about God and more about the gospel. And God has given us these little tracts that help us to be able to share the gospel in a way that's very non-threatening, very easy, very simple, but it's up to us to say, Lord, I want to take the gospel you've given me to others in the world. I have several other stories I can share with you, but for time's sake, I'm not going to share them. You can ask me later on. We get emails all the time from people saying that, you know, I want more literature. Come and visit me. This guy said, please come to my house anytime after 7 p.m. to teach me the word of God. I'm a selfish person. I need to get out of my life of sin. And that was a guy that emailed after receiving a tract. Another guy here, I was going to skip through these here. Listen to this here. It says, Let every believer scatter broadcast tracts, leaflets, and books containing the message for this time. So this is a work that how many can do?
Every
believer. Every believer can scatter and broadcast tracts, leaflets, and books with a message for our time. And I tell you what, oftentimes people think, why should I even do this? I don't see any results from it. Who knows who's going to read it? Why even leave it or give it to someone? But beloved, these are seeds that are being planted in the hearts of individuals. And the Bible says to cast your bread upon all waters, and it will return after many days. God will bring a harvest as you share these little tracts with individuals. And look at this here. More than 1,000 will soon be converted in how many days?
In one day.
Most of whom will trace their first convictions to the reading of our publications. 1,000 in one day. I cannot wait for that time. Amen? But in order for that to happen, we have to plant the seeds. And as we plant the seeds, God will bring the harvest, the increase. I'll share one more story as we close here. My friend was going to give a Bible study. And it was a normal Bible study, like always, with a young woman, or a middle-aged woman. And they go to the house, knock on the door, and the woman is in tears, hysterically crying. And I'm like, what's going on? The pastor and Bible worker there. What's going on? My son's in the backyard right now, and he's attempting to commit suicide. And they run back to the backyard. They see the young man there crying, about to commit suicide there. And they're trying to talk to him, give him words of encouragement, and share with him, like, God loves you, and don't worry, you know, God, it'll be okay, and just give him any kind of words. It was not helping. The Bible worker doesn't know what to do, but he feels an impression. He pulls out the tract and hands it to him. And the young man starts crying even more hysterically, just crying. And said, did I do something wrong in giving it to him? And the young man began to speak and said, you don't understand. I'm going through so much right now. But in the last 3 days, I've gotten this exact same track every day. And it's entitled, Does God Care That I'm Hurting? I know that God's trying to speak to me. By God's grace, that day he did not commit suicide. Amen?
Amen.
He actually started joining the Mother's Bible studies, and he got baptized. But not only that, he not only got baptized, he actually went to a Bible training school and got trained how to share the gospel with other people. What made the difference? In this man's case, some simple individuals sharing simple tracts with him that showed that God was there for him. That it was no coincidence, but that God was looking out for his life. Beloved, we have the chance to share seeds of truth with people we come in contact with. And I know that even myself, I don't oftentimes do the best job. I share as much as I can, but God says we should scatter it abroad. And so I want to encourage you, as God's messengers, to use the simple means to share the gospel. You can come up with maybe even more ideas than I shared today. But to share God's wonderful gospel through these little tracts, and God will make the difference in people's lives. Amen?
Amen?
He takes our small efforts and magnifies and glorifies that thing and allows it to make a difference in someone's life. How many of you want to make a difference? Amen?
Amen.
I know I do. So I encourage you, as you leave today, take some tracts. You know, it's always good after a church service to see the glow rack empty. Amen? Because that means the glow is leaving the church where it doesn't need to be. It doesn't need to be in here, does it? Why doesn't it need to be in here? No. It needs to be where? Out there. So grab some tracts before you leave. And I encourage you as you go about this journey of life, as we come to the close of this world's history, be involved in sharing God's gospel. It's not only this way, but this is one of the ways. And I know God will bless each one of us as we enter into the gospel with him. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Dear Father in heaven, we thank you, Lord, that you've called us to be witnesses, Seventh-day activists, actively sharing our faith, Lord. We're not simply an institution, a church. We're a movement, dear God. And I pray that you help us to be moving constantly. Help us to be sharing the good news of gospel truth with all the people in our community, dear God. And may your name be glorified, and may your name draw us closer to yourself as you draw others to yourself as well. So we thank you, Lord, as we plant the seeds of truth, please water them, please bring them to fruition, and allow us to see souls in heaven as a result of the literature we leave in people's homes and in people's hearts and in people's hands. We thank you, Lord, and pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.